Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable and save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited-time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. That's 800-405-2561.
Welcome to the Sports Lounge. Each and every week at this time, we look back at what's been going on in sports. We being yours truly, Michael Horn, and the star of our show is Sultan, the Sultan of safeties. Two safeties in one game in the same quarter. The all-pro defensive end, the acting legend, the one and only Fred Dreyer.
Well, once again, ladies and gentlemen, we have to forge through yet another attempt by NFL officials. And we'll get into this probably a little bit later on. But NFL officials, the rules committee, which is also very dangerous. Anytime you hear about NFL rules committee coming to your
tough
neighborhood,
stuff, right?
This is not good. So they've taken another attempt at trying to define what a catch is, what a kickoff is, what timeout is.
And you'll work through all that this week with us,
right? It's just ridiculous, and we'll take a peek at what's going on there. And there's other stuff going on. I guess
got a lot to talk about.
All the teams are preparing for the NFL draft in a couple weeks.
Yeah, baseball season getting underway. Spring training over. Baseball season starting. What's going to be going on there? We've got plus a lot of interesting news. Maybe some things happening at the stadiums that you weren't aware of. We'll get to that. A couple of items here to talk about too. How was your week? We haven't chatted with you as for the week. You were hanging out with Mongoose, weren't you? Tom the Mongoose McEwen.
And I think you were there. I'm not sure about
that. I was there as well.
You were there.
Don't think I was there.
And we went through about 15 plates of chicken cacciatore.
We did.
Some salad. But the Mongoose and myself, we reconnoitered down at Angelo and Vinci's restaurant down in Fullerton. And had a great time down there talking about a lot of stuff. And
We're talking about drag racing and a lot.
Hugh Hefner and
Mongoose and Hugh Hefner used to kind of hang out from time to time.
Well, Tom was a guest up there.
He was?
Yeah, he was a guest.
So
up there.
I didn't say anything because I didn't want to embarrass, especially myself. But noticed you got him invited up there, and then you and I have been friends for a long time, and you never had an invitation put out to have me come up there.
Well, by the time that you kind of showed yourself on the horizon, the whole energy
was different.
Of Hefner's cabal was different.
All right, we're going to talk about that here on the show, too. Follow Fred on his new website, freddreyer.co. You can get his highway with 395 movie more, freddreyer.co.
Guess what? Right now is the perfect time to tackle those home projects you've been putting off. So come springtime, you can just sit back and relax. Home Advisor can help get you started. Home Advisor matches you to the right pro for the job in seconds. You can read reviews and even book appointments online. Home Advisor can help with any home project, big or small. Painting, plumbing, even remodeling. Find a great pro now before the busy season hits. Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app.
Home Advisor.
I'm Chris Walls, and I'm a truck driver from Missouri. For 13 hours a night, I sit in my truck and I drive. Out of boredom, I'll stop and eat. If I'm not doing fast food, I guarantee there's a bag of chips open on my dashboard. That was all until Andro 400. I started out 4 months ago, and since taking Andro 400, I have dropped 45 pounds. I'm sleeping better. There's no cravings. I actually don't even think about food. My knee pain went away. I've had some lower back issues, and I've noticed that went away, and I can only contribute that to Andro 400. One thing that Andro 400 said on the radio ad, says it attacks belly fat. Well, let me tell you, it did. The second month is where I saw a drastic change in the size of my stomach. I've lost 6 inches. This product really does work.
So guys, if you'd like to experience similar results, then get Andro 400, the safe, natural, and inexpensive way to boost your testosterone. Go to andro400.com or call 888-400-0435, 888-400-0435.
Hey guys, Scott Turner, the old G3 Sportsman here to tell you how proud we are here at G3 Boats to be the official boat sponsor of Outdoor Guys Radio Show. Ken will be highlighting and talking to our G3 certified guys for the best fishing tips and where they're biting across the country. We also want you to be aware of our military appreciation $1,000 discount off all our package G3 boats in addition to any of the boat show rebates. Check us out at g3boats.com and come join the G3 Life.
Great offers are blooming at Aaron's. This weekend only, just one penny gets you started. Yes, you heard right. Walk in with a penny and walk out leasing to own the furniture, electronics, and appliances that you've always wanted. Plus, you don't need credit, and delivery and setup are free. From April 13th to the 15th, come into a participating store or visit Aarons.com and get started with only one penny at Aarons.
Transaction advertised as a rental purchase agreement. Some restrictions apply. See store for details.
Everyone likes to, you know, scrapbook. You scrapbook on the couch, the kitchen counter, and your favorite place to scrapbook? The bedroom. And what could possibly make scrapbooking any better? KY Duration. With KY Duration Spray, men everywhere are scrapbooking longer, and that's great for their partners who really enjoy scrapbooking too. So go ahead, scrapbook tonight with KY Duration Spray for men. Last longer, stay in the moment, use as directed.
It's either an episode of The Jeffersons or with that theme. Welcome back here to The Lounge, the Sports Lounge, each and every week coming to you at this time. Michael Horn, the one and only Fred Dreyer. So, all right, let's talk a little football to start off with. Apparently, the Rules Committee is meeting. Is that what happens here in the offseason, Fred? What goes on?
What's with this music? Is it kind of
It's the Jeffersons.
Yeah, did we lose that? I never did like that show nor that music.
Well, it's, and here it is, it's not right the now. Jeffersons. It's your theme.
I do not want
that
theme.
That's the Dreyer theme.
I do not want it.
All right, so let's talk about some
I'll
new rules.
I'll leave the room if I have to.
Don't leave the room. The NFL's new rules. What's going on now? What's happening with the owners?
Well, look, they're trying to define the idiocy of me throwing you the ball and you catching it. And, you know, you either it's so subjective. What's happened is what has become clearly defined as common sense and reason and self-evident.
Right.
They have made completely confusing when they slow down something where the guy says, OK, you can see the ball hits his hands and then his hands fall down right to the ground. And the ball, he's got his fingers under the ball between
the
ball
ground.
And the ground.
Didn't touch
and the
ground.
Ball, and the slow motion shows his hands hit the ground.
Right.
And the ball moves a little bit. That's an incomplete pass.
But they look at it and they show it over and over again, and then they got to get
Yeah,
with the
that's
officials.
Because you can't believe how stupid the call is.
Yeah.
This is a catch. You know, when you catch a ball,
right,
it moves around.
Right, it does.
They have complete control
exactly
of it. They don't
exactly
understand what complete control is. And so they're now reinventing the wheel here with all these rules. It's completely ridiculous what the sport
Here's what's
did
going on. New rule, 15-yard penalty for lowering your head to initiate make contact with helmet. It means that for the moment, it's a mass confusion, and they say an unexpected, hurried, or partial rollout has left many unanswered questions about a rule that was intended to change the behavior of players at all levels of football. So they're saying it's now foul when a player lowers his head to initiate and make contact with his helmet against an opponent. It'll cost you 15 yards.
Yeah, and it'll also cause a lot of aggravation because that lowering of your head is all a part of the arc of engaging the ball carrier and bringing him to the ground, which means the fundamentals and the techniques of the sport's life's blood, which is tackling. If you take tackling, you take everything out of football in relationship to tackling, you have a intramural sport. I keep saying this all the time. This is stupid. You know, you have to teach these people how to engage the ball carrier and tackle. And when they say you lower your head, you know, this is going to be a joke.
All right, here's another one. New rule, a revised standard for a catch. It means the requirement to survive the ground has been eliminated.
What does that mean, do you think?
I don't know.
Surviving the ground.
It says a change designed specifically to avoid future instances of counterintuitive rulings that apparently there was debate about plays involving the Detroit Lions receiver Calvin Johnson in 2010.
10 years ago.
Yeah. Dallas's Dez Bryant in 2014. The Steelers, Jesse James in 2017. Yeah. Now a receiver must control the ball, establish himself inbounds, and perform a football move
such as a
third step or a lunge to make a legal catch.
How about
it's confusing
a
to read
football
it.
Move? What does
what
that mean?
What is a football
mean?
Move?
What does that mean?
I don't know.
Well, we're going to find out, and you're going to see another 15-minute gap in the momentum of the presentation of pro football next year.
This is
going to be embarrassing and a disaster. It's like the government. It's like asking the government, would you officiate our game?
There you go. This is all coming to you from the competition committee and the chairman, Rich McKay, who has put this together with their last week in Orlando. Here's another new rule. Permission for command center to eject players. And this is what it means is the senior vice president of officiating, Al Riverton, can now order the ejection of a player who has been penalized for a non-football act, such as punching or fighting. And referees retain the authority to eject as well, but there's been a handful of occasions in which league officials would have preferred an ejection. So, but they had no option for overruling or assisting a referee in that decision. Now they will.
Yeah, so what this means is, ladies and gentlemen, Bronco gives a forearm flipper to a guy's helmet to a head, knocks him out, and officiating game officials decide that that's a 15-yard penalty, and then all of a sudden they get a call on the radio, on the phone,
right,
headphones, where the people in New York watching all these games now say, no, that guy should be kicked out of the game. And then they contact the on-field officials at that site.
Get him out.
And say, no, we want him kicked out. And then that guy has to say, just time out. We've decided to kick him out. We didn't. The on-field officials didn't decide to kick him out. The officials in New York decided to kick him out. So now you've got two entities officiating your game. You want that?
You know, a lot of people don't know that you were in the broadcast booth as a color commentator for a year or two in football, and I think we want you back because you'll be able to explain these rules better than we can. Here's another new rule.
Is that right?
Yes. Fred Dreyer will get it. Rich McKay, his committee put this together. Here's the new rule. Permanent touchback at the 25-yard line for kickoffs.
Mm-hmm.
So what this means is this rule is no longer in the experimental phase as it was in 2016 and 17. The goal is to make the kickoff safer by reducing returns. So the league had hoped that the returners would be incentivized to settle for a touchback given the field position rather than run it out of the end zone. So the return rate did drop a little bit to 40% over the past two seasons, but the touchback rate rose to 57.1%. So there's a fear of mass pooch kicks, and it didn't materialize, but the injury rates remain high, and so they don't want concussions, and so this rule is now in place.
I don't know where to begin on this.
I don't either.
A kickoff is the classic...
Yes.
A moment of a professional or a college or any football game. Kick the ball off, tee it up, and get your guys running down the field and smack them and get the ball.
Yes.
Either they're going to run it back for a big
game.
It's
the most exciting part.
Or you get them for a loss, or you fumble and pick it up and take it in.
And now what's I don't even know what this means.
That's exactly correct. Yeah. No one else does. It's all about fear. It's all about trying to address the concussion aspects when it won't do any of that. And what you've done is you've once again, government football has come in and regulated kickoff. It's regulating kickoff. How about this? Let's all go to the moon. Wait a minute. Let's get our space program and dump trillions into our space program.
Yes.
Let's get all our guys and our gals and get them in the elevator and take them up to the very top, put them in their seats, and then you're stuck because what they've done is they've outlawed takeoff because it's too dangerous.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are going over the new rules, proposed rules here for the NFL. Fred Dreyer is just putting them together. We got this next one coming up when we come back here.
Oh, there's some doozies in there.
No pats at the end of regulation. That's the point after touchdown. No point after touchdowns at the end of regulation. So we'll get to that one for you as well, too. Don't forget you can follow Fred on Twitter, Fred_Dreyer, Facebook.com/TheRealFredDreyer. You can email him, FredDreyer@CRNTalk.com. Go to his new website, by the way, where you can download his great movie, Highway 395. That website is Fred Dreyer, D-R-Y-E-R, .co, FredDreyer.co.
Nothing feels better this time of year, Fred, to come home after a long, hard day at work and create a healthy, fresh meal for your family and do it in under 40 minutes.
Well, salmon's my best.
I know. You love the salmon.
I mean, the salmon's terrific, as well as all the other meals. And, you know, it's very affordable, less than $10 per person per meal. Blue Apron delivers seasonal recipes along with a pre-proportioned ingredients to make delicious home-cooked meals.
And this is fantastic. Blue Apron, if you haven't tried it, it is the number one fresh ingredient and recipe delivery service in the country. Its mission is to make incredible home cooking accessible to everyone. Everything comes prepackaged, as you mentioned, all proportioned out. You have very little waste, and you have a healthy, easy-to-prepare meal that's fun. It's something you can feel good about. And we have a special offer specifically for listeners to our program. Check out this week's menu and get your first three meals free with free shipping by going to blueapron.com/dryer. That's blueapron.com/dryer.
It has been said that everyone has a book in them, but do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family, or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for prescription drugs? Well, we have great news. Now you can finally get prescription drugs at huge discounts from Canada Drug Center. That's right, the most popular drugs for cholesterol, high blood pressure, depression, diabetes, arthritis, and many more are now up to 75% off. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices when you can get brand name drugs at the lowest price? Call today and get up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs. Never pay high prices again. Get the most popular drugs at huge savings from our Canadian and international pharmacies and fulfillment centers. No insurance? No problem. Prices are so low you do not need benefits or insurance to get all your prescriptions fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting to take your call now. Order today and get free shipping. Just call 800-950-1180. Up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs and free shipping. Call 800-950-1180. That's 800-950-1180.
If you are age 85 or younger, call to learn more about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network. The average funeral now costs over $10,000. Are you at risk of leaving loved ones to help pay your debts? A final expense policy for seniors can pay up to $30,000 for funeral and other final expenses. You don't need a medical exam, and you can have lifetime coverage, and the policy cannot be canceled. To receive free information about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network, call now. You'll also receive information about a free prescription discount card just for calling in. Agents are standing by.
Call 800-508-5774. 800-508-5774. 800-508-5774. Call now. That's 800-508-5774.
It's the Sports Lounge. Every week at this time, bringing you information, news from the world of sports. And this week here, yours truly, Michael Horn, along with Fred Dreyer, going over these new football rules. These are put together here from the new committee, the competition committee. The chairman, Rich McKay, put some of these things in, and they talked about them this last week. And here's another one for you. No pats after at the end of regulation, no point after touchdowns. And what it means is the teams no longer are going to be required to kick a meaningless extra point or kneel down after a score on the final play of regulation. This came out during the divisional round last year in the playoffs after the Minnesota Vikings game-ending 61-yard touchdown play against the New Orleans Saints. The play put the Vikings ahead with no time remaining, setting off a wild celebration, but both teams had to reassemble for the point after a touchdown that will no longer be necessary.
How embarrassing that was. You saw that.
Yeah, it was embarrassing. Here we go. Tabled rule. Here's one that they've tabled now. This is hiring head coaches who are in the playoffs. It means NFL teams still can't formalize a head coaching hire until that coach's current team has played its final game. Now, they had proposed an amendment that would allow the coach to sign a contract with the hiring team, but not begin his new duties until after the current team season is over.
Oh, man. I mean, can't the two teams and the impending coach, can't they decide what they want to do? Do they have to ask the league to come in and say, here's what you have to do now if you want to hire this guy? Make sure whatever you do, don't hire him. Don't commit too soon because he could change his mind like Josh McDaniel did. You know, he was the offensive coordinator for the Patriots, and he accepted the job at Indianapolis, and then later on decided, you know, something, I don't think I want to go to Indianapolis. I think I want to stay here.
And it screwed up a lot of people.
And here's what it did. It screwed up all the coaches that he went to and said, hey, look, I've taken a new job at Indianapolis. I want you to join my staff. And went, okay, great. So everybody made plans, and then this guy decides to change his mind.
And that screws everybody up.
Yeah, of course.
Okay, here's another tabled rule. This is a video on the sidelines. And what this means, this has been tabled now. They say, incredibly, in this year, the NFL will continue to ban the use of video by coaches and players during games. They will continue to use still photographs instead, either printed or viewed on their Microsoft Surface tablets. But many coaches are very adamant and opposed to the addition of the All-22 video to tablets. They believe the video would make it easier for ill-prepared or lesser-skilled teams and coaches to make in-game adjustments.
Really?
Yeah, so they don't want that to happen.
Oh, my God. We just don't want anything like that to happen.
Here's a withdrawn rule. This is the 15-yard penalty for pass interference. This means pass interference will remain a spot foul. The New York Jets had proposed a rule to change it to 15 yards, regardless of where it occurs on the field. But this idea has been proposed before, but it gathered more momentum in years past among those who supported the New York Giants co-owner, John Mara. There were 303 such penalties last season. 129 were walked off more than 15 yards, but the Jets withdrew it before a vote, knowing it would not pass. So that was.
What does this mean?
It means it's not going to pass. They had this rule out there change, and they withdrew it.
But forgive me. It was that you couldn't march off a 15-yard pass interference.
What it was is the pass interference would remain a spot foul. So what it was, the Jets had proposed a rule to change it to 15 yards, regardless of where it occurs on the field. So they had proposed that idea before, but it had gathered more momentum this year than in other years past, but they still withdrew it. So it's still going to be the withdrawn rule of a 15-yard penalty for pass interference. They wanted to change it as a standard 15-yard penalty.
You know, it's interesting. You know, it's interesting to see what all of these owners, you know, this is a private business. This is a clubhouse. And it's interesting to see the gripes, how they work their way through the season. Each owner makes a little note up there in the press box, and he says, I'm going to get that rule. I'm going to go to the rules committee. I'm going to get J.K. McKay, and I'm going to make this guy change that rule because I don't like it, and that's not good for our team. And, you know, so you watch all of these owners who don't know anything about football. They don't know anything about football. If you were in the uranium business, you'd have to know something about uranium.
Right. Of course.
And if you were in the rocket business, you'd have to know something about rockets.
That's right.
These guys don't have to know anything about the sport. And none of them, if you go through the roster of all these owners, except for John Elway, maybe one or two other people, That's it. They don't even know what a football is. You could fool them by giving them the baseball and saying it's a football, and they would accept it. But what you wind up getting is a bunch of crybabies saying, I demand this and I demand that, and you have to change these rules because I just don't like them. And it's the argumentation of these millionaire guys who don't know anything about their own business.
We'll continue straight ahead. It's the Sports Lounge. The one and only Fred Dreyer will be right back. Back in the Sports Lounge. Here's truly Michael Horn along with the one and only Mr. Fred Dreyer. The all-pro defensive end, the acting legend. So one more thought on these new NFL football rules. And this is the competition committee recommending cutting kickoffs if the injury rates don't drop. So they're saying injury rates on NFL kickoffs are so high that the league's competition committee is going to give a mandate. Make the play safer, or the committee will recommend its elimination in the near future. They had their owners' meetings this past week, and the league's medical department presented statistics showing that concussions are five times as likely to happen on kickoffs than on any other average play. Mm-hmm. According to the Green Bay Packers, the president, Mark Murphy, he's a member of the competition committee,
Mark,
he said, the rate has remained steady even after a rule change made permanent at this meeting to bring touchbacks back to the 25-yard line that we've talked about. He says, we've reduced the number of returns, but we haven't really done anything to make the play safer. Now, you're saying, he says, by the way, that in the next few weeks they're going to be talking about this. You're saying if you're scared to play the game, you should
fold your tent.
Yeah.
Just fold it. You're destroying the sport. You know, you're putting a ballerina's dress on the show dog, you know.
I mean, the kickoff is like you say, it's part of the game. You get there in the kickoff and you're ready to go.
It never used to be. It never used to be like it is now.
What has changed? What's the ownership
has changed.
Yeah,
the attention to detail and coaching, the following through and the carrying through and bringing forward the rules and regulations and the coaching and the techniques necessarily to arm these players with the proper fundamentals and techniques.
Stop right there for 1 second. Repeat that, because this is the problem, I think, in society in general. Lack of education. You're saying lack of preparation and education of the players.
Yeah. You don't have anybody in this league for the last 30 years, anybody saying, hey, wait a minute, we've turned over ownership, gotten rid of commissioners, we got rid of coaches, got rid of players. We've turned everything over in the last 30 years, a couple of times anyway. And so what do we have? We have a league that's more dangerous, more incompetent, more complicated, more rules. What happens when you have more rules? You have more confusion. A game is played by people who are big, strong, and fast. And they don't want to be interfered with. They want you to give them the tools to protect themselves as well as the people they're playing against. The spirit of this league has gone down. The brotherhood of the connective tissue of people understanding they're playing a sport together and they're celebrating this gift that they've been given and celebrating the sport. You've got 32 people who own these teams who are doing a tremendous disservice to the sport, and they don't know what they're doing. You've got to get them away, and I don't know if you can do it or not.
Yeah, it seems like it's going the opposite way. The same way with all these protests that go around where people say they want to change the Constitution for this, that it's an outmoded document or whatever. My feeling is, if you go really to the basics, it's lack of education. I don't think they teach history in schools anymore. I don't think kids nowadays know about what the Constitution or the Declaration of Independence is all about. I really don't believe that gets taught.
Right.
And you're telling me in football, you've said for years on this show that they don't teach the proper way to tackle.
No.
That's why there's a lot of injuries, and that's why these injuries are coming in.
Yeah, it's kind of interesting how to explain it, but you don't have a governing body that makes sure that with change, and that change is going to happen. You know, you're going to get change, and that's right. The way it is, and it's oftentimes good. But in this case, it's really not good for them not to bring forward what everybody knows to be true. Let's bring our Constitution forward. Let's educate our children of this generation. Let's educate our children the last 30 years so we don't have any confusion at all about what we're doing here and what this means. So when I get older and have kids and grandkids and I die, I know that I'm leaving a better country because we have a attention to detail. And the same thing is with any sport. You know, you either have the will to maintain the values of the sport. If I'm a coach, I spend an awful lot of time coaching fundamentals and techniques of my players. And if anybody on my team ducks their head, anybody misses tackles and can't play, he will be replaced. And that's what you have to be able to do as a coach, to tell the ownership to be able to turn all this stuff around. Is it realistic? Probably not, you know, but you have to be able, you know, this whole thing started a long time ago with Title IX, you know, in college, where they decided we're going to take all this money and we're going to take it away from a lot of these other sports and put it into girls' sports, which is fine. It's an educational system. They can spend their money any way they want to, and it's fine. However, you know, what you wind up getting into is you lose the integrity of the big sports like baseball, football, and basketball.
Your thoughts on this? Let us know. Email Fred Dreyer at crntalk.com, freddreyer@crntalk.com, or follow him on Twitter, Fred_Dreyer.
Can't get enough of your team? SB Nation's 300-team regional and sports-centric communities are built just for you. Join your fellow fans at SBNation.com for all the best sports news, conversation, and opinion. SBNation.com. Your team, your community.
Guys, are you tired of being tired? Frustrated because it seems impossible to lose belly fat? If you're looking for a solution, then listen to Mark.
I had fantastic results with the Andro 400 Max. Probably lost 35 pounds. And more impressive than that was the inches I lost off of my belly and my waist. And the increased energy is fantastic. I'll be totally honest. I tried a different product, and I wasn't happy with the different product. You guys are considerably cheaper than the other brand, and I can really feel the difference.
Andro 400 Max, the extra strength, all-natural testosterone booster. The safe, easy, and affordable way to gain energy and lose stubborn belly fat. Satisfaction guaranteed or your money back. Feel and look like a new man. Go to andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. 888-400-0435.
Great offers are blooming at Aaron's. This weekend only, just one penny gets you started. Yes, you heard right. Walk in with a penny and walk out leasing to own the furniture, electronics, and appliances that you've always wanted. Plus, you don't need credit, and delivery and setup are free. From April 13th to the 15th, come into a participating store or visit Aarons.com and get started with only one penny at Aarons.
Transaction advertised as a rental purchase agreement. Some restrictions apply. See store for details.
Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas, the Big Hurt. After I left baseball, I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. So I got back into the game with Nugenix. I'm feeling stronger with a lot more energy and drive. You want to get back into shape? Get Nugenix.
All you have to do is send one simple text.
Frank's right. Just text LIKE to 42424 to get a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix samples are not available in stores. To get your complimentary bottle, text LIKE to 42424. That's LIKE to 42424.
Guess what? Right now is the perfect time to tackle those home projects you've been putting off.
So come springtime, you can just sit back and relax. Home Advisor can help get you started. Home Advisor matches you to the right pro for the job in seconds. You can read reviews and even book appointments online. Home Advisor can help with any home project, big or small. Painting, plumbing, even remodeling. Find a great pro now before the busy season hits. Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app. Home Advisor.
Back in the sports lounge. I don't know about you, but I'm hungry after today's show, talking about all the great hot dogs there. Are you, Fred Dreyer, just one other thought on food at the stadiums. Are you, if you have the choice, I think I know the answer. If you got to choose one of these two, would it be the hot dog or a hamburger at a ball game?
Well, the hot dog, I don't want the hamburger. It's too heavy.
Really? Yeah. I'd go hamburger.
No. You want a hot dog.
Too much sodium.
Because well, what do you think the hot dog is? I mean, what do you think?
Not as much as that hot dog.
Well, either one. I mean, it's death as far as I'm concerned.
You would throw the bun away. It's easier to throw the bun away on the hamburger.
Yeah,
maybe.
I would throw it. But you know, when I start biting into the hamburger aspect of this,
yeah,
it's not good. You know, it's not good.
But you can see it. The Dodgers or we're here in Southern California, so Dodgers or Angel games we go to. But if you go to any ballpark, you can put on that hamburger or the hot dog. They got a lot of different condiments out there. As you get to the Midwest and the East Coast, some of those sausages are pretty good because, you know, that's sausage capital of the world. They chop up that pork.
See, now you're getting into a myriad of different types of textures.
Yes.
These types of things have a tendency to back up on you because they're poisonous.
Well, wait a minute. The San Francisco kind of is an East Coast, I feel, kind of feel to the city, even though it's a beautiful West Coast town. They're big at the sausages. They sell a lot of sausages instead of hot dogs there at the Giants ballpark. Yeah. And they've brought back this year a thing that I don't think you wouldn't go with this. Mm-hmm. It's a pineapple sausage.
You can't do that.
I knew it.
Pineapple.
Tell everybody why. Why don't you have
pineapple?
This is a Fred Dreyer.
That is indigestion plus. That is that's an asterisk waiting to happen.
You do not believe in eating fruit with a meal.
Try it. 4 hours.
You want a 4-hour separation between a meal and when you have fruit.
There's so many things that you can eat that will be okay, but one of the things you can't eat is start slugging down a mixture of this crap where it just kind of explodes on you. You eat pineapple coated hamburgers, and then about a half hour later, you wonder what's happening to
you. You got your faces all squirreled up like you just ate some. So here's the deal, though. You say that if you eat fruit, it kicks in your digestive system in your body.
Well, you can't take fruit with meat, with protein.
Because it starts making you digest, and then you don't digest your food.
It doesn't digest.
It throws it out of the system,
it
right?
It kicks it back, and you get all kinds of burping and gas, and you get all kinds of stuff that goes on. No, well, that's what happens.
I think you mentioned it putrefies in the body.
Well, it does. Well, it rots.
And then,
that's what it does. It rots.
So, again, this is a Fred Dreyer. We're not just saying this on the show. He's researched this. He's a sports athlete for years.
Back it up.
You want 4 hours. If you're going to eat fruit, start your day with it, wait 4 hours, and then have a meal.
Well, you know, But when you're going to a ball game, look, you're not going to get away from having a Baby Ruth and then some hot dogs and then some condiments and then ice cream.
It's going to happen.
And then a soda.
Right.
What really kills you is the abstract infusion of different types of foods like ice cream and then pickles and then onions and then you squirrel around into a terrible relationship with what do they call that stuff? What's the stuff?
Churro. I think it's called churro.
What is what is the stuff that they have that is, it's literally non-food.
It's the nachos with that cheese on it.
Well, it's that, but there's another thing in there that really...
You're talking about the ice cream when really, they do the soft really, serve? Kind of stuff over
well,
there.
Well, it's got everything in there.
Yeah. So what you're telling us is if we're going to eat right, we should just stay. If we're going to eat hot dogs, you should stay with hot dogs that day at the stadium. You shouldn't go jumping around to other food groups. Correct.
Well,
if you were had to eat there, if you had to take your nutrition at the ballpark, what would you eat?
That's not the word I'd use. Nutrition.
Well, what if you had to eat at the ballpark?
Foodstuffs. What would
be your non-food stuff that you would eat?
You'd have a hot dog.
Yeah.
You know, with whatever it is. You cut your losses.
Try to not have the bun.
Yeah, you could have a bun. Mm. You could have a hot dog. You could have the condiment on it. And you could probably squeeze past a beer and leave it at that.
Don't keep going with
other
things.
Don't keep
don't
pouring.
Add the ice
don't
cream.
Wait 15 minutes and
the
eat
malt.
A bag of peanuts.
Don't have the malt.
Don't have a malt. Don't have a shake. Don't have
churro.
Don't start,
no churro.
Don't start abusing yourself with this crap.
Cotton candy or pop. How about popcorn? Could you get by with some popcorn?
Yeah, you don't want to do that.
What's wrong with popcorn?
No, you don't want to do it.
No.
So you just stay
with the hot dog.
No, well, think about it. Here's what it is. Take all this stuff you've just talked about.
Yes.
And throw it into a bowl. Chew it up, and then spit it out. And then there it is. You have a big bowl of all the stuff that you've chewed up and you've
welcome
spit
to baseball
out.
Season, everybody. I know you've been excited about this. Just enjoy it.
You don't want that.
You would go, if you had your choice, you'd go to a regular restaurant at the ballpark if you could, right? And get some
well, you go to a, you go to a, yeah, well, you go up and you eat good food. Yeah. Go eat some good food.
You know, so a lot of ballparks now are having like salads and stuff. They have some restaurants and
they can
get a good salad.
They can, you know,
would do that.
I would do that.
Lots of good veggies.
Yeah, I wouldn't. I'd have a beer and then I'd have some salmon. I'd have some veggies. I'd have salad. I'd have an artichoke. There's a lot of things you can have
with the veggies
that aren't in the hamburger, onion, gastro, extremity.
Fart category. Aspect. Out of that thing, right?
The fart category?
Yeah, it doesn't mean.
Yeah,
you
know,
gas.
You can't
do clean it up for the show. You look
no,
gas.
No, it'll explode.
Stay with us. We have more Sports Lounge. Michael Horn, Fred Dreyer. You like to hum the music along, don't you, Fred Dreyer? We get into the email section. Welcome back to the Sports Lounge. That's Fred Dreyer and Michael Horn. Daniel is emailing. You can email Fred, by the way, freddreyer@crntalk.com. And Daniel says, hi, Fred. Still watching sometime the show, Hunter. Greetings from the Netherlands. My gosh.
Yes. Thank you so much, Daniel. And, you know, we have Peru, Ireland, Netherlands.
Yes.
We have great people coming up to us and telling us, you know.
Well, here's one from Olga. She says, hi, Fred. You are the biggest fans in Ireland. My daughter, Anya Tara, has been brought up on reruns of Hunter. She's 16 years old, turned 17 on the 12th of August. Her dream is to meet you someday. You are my husband's hero. It's so great to see you still working and enjoying life. Carl and I both work in radio, and if you are ever in Ireland, or Ireland, as they say, we'd love to interview you.
Yeah, thank you so much, Olga. It's great. That's fantastic.
Yeah, so very good. Anthony says, hi, would like to see another Hunter show sometime. I hope that will happen. Now, people ask this all the time. Is there a possibility there could be a seniors version of Hunter?
No, there's absolutely no, you know, absolutely
come on.
No way.
Instead of
I mean, you know, as far as in terms of, you know, my wanted to have a
you want to do a reboot?
Beautiful, you know, what do they call it?
What are you talking about here?
I don't know.
You were talking about a reboot of the show.
Oh,
come
look.
Back to it.
Yeah, okay.
All right, so we'll talk more about this here in another segment of the show. But if you want to email Fred Dreyer, email him freddreyer@crntalk.com, freddreyer@crntalk.com. We are back in the Sports Lounge. Yours truly, Michael Horn, the star of our show, Sultan. Two safeties in one game in the same quarter. The all-pro defensive end, the football legend, played for the Giants, briefly was on the Patriots, and then, of course, the great career with the Los Angeles Rams. And the acting superstar from Hunter and all other shows, his movie Highway 395 on his website, freddreyer.co. And, of course, the Transformers movie coming up. We're talking about Fred Dreyer here. All right, we got other news here today. Let's talk a little bit about, if we can, some football news for you, just because we have to think about that a little bit. Apparently, the NFL is investigating a photo leak of the alleged new uniforms of the Titans. And
Brother.
I know you're interested in this.
Oh, man.
Was released on social media. It's claiming to be a leak of the Tennessee Titans' new navy blue uniforms. And the Titans were set to unveil their new uniforms, which would feature jersey and helmet changes.
Oh, no.
There was going to be at a Nashville street party, but it's out already. People have seen it. What do you think of this? Is a problem?
I don't know. I don't even know what the hell it looks like.
It's a problem, though.
What's it look like?
I don't know. I haven't seen it myself. I have to know if it's a leak.
Well, anything that they can get rid of the logo for the team, a fireball, you know, what do they call it? The
lightning
logo,
bolt.
The helmet logo.
Yeah, the logo.
Where, you know, you've got a flaming T. That's what it is.
It's the Titans.
A Titan.
Yeah, Titan.
Why don't they have a picture? Why don't they have
an
emblem of a Titan?
Yeah. That's really ready to go to battle or something, right? Yeah. The photo that they have here showed a Marcus Mariota jersey with a pointed number 8, a navy blue base, accents of Columbia blue on the sides, a red Nike check, shades of gray on the shoulders.
More bad taste.
And some of the players, a few of them, have seen the jerseys, including the Titan safety, Kevin Byard, and he signed a non-disclosure agreement after they saw him.
He had to sign a non-disclosure?
And now they're...
he had to keep it a secret?
Yeah, and Kevin said these jerseys were to be the talk of the league, and now they're
I'm sure it'll be the talk of the league.
It's going to be the 20th season in the season, and that'll be good. What else we have? We had the New York Jets wide receiver Robbie Anderson's not facing felony charges that he was arrested in Sunrise, Florida back in January. According to the online court records, he was charged with a single misdemeanor count of reckless driving last Friday. And according to his records, he's been facing 9 charges, including 2 felonies, fleeing and eluding police with lights and siren active, which was reduced to a misdemeanor charge of reckless driving, and then threatening a public service or a family member. So his arrest in January was the second in an 8-month span. This guy might have some problems.
So how long are we going to let the guy hang around?
I don't know. He was arrested last May at a musical festival in Miami Beach. Yeah. He was charged with resisting arrest then. He's awaiting trial. This is something.
How much money does this guy make?
Probably a lot more than you and I,
so
and
he's,
all of our audience put together.
So it doesn't really make any difference as long as he continues to club, you know, other people, you know, instead of just being a good guy, working out.
Got to be a good guy.
Work out.
TMZ has reported good old Drew Brees has sued Vahid Moradi of C.J. Charles Jewelry in San Diego, because Drew claims he purchased roughly $15 million worth of jewelry, and it was independently appraised at being worth $9 million less than the price he paid for the item.
That's a good deal. Buy low, sell high? Is that what he's doing?
That's terrible. All right, if you missed anything, don't forget Fred Dreyer's new movie, Highway 395, on his website, freddreyer.co, freddreyer.co, freddreyer.co. Don't forget, follow him on facebook.com/TheRealFredDreyer, his Twitter handle, Fred_Dreyer, and always email him, freddreyer@crntalk.com. And by the way, you can listen to our past shows, and you can go right to this website for the show here. It's freddreyershow.com.
freddreyershow.com.
You can watch him on video. You can listen to him and a whole lot more. So jot that down. Keep it close by.
Is that good?
Yeah. freddreyershow.com. Remember that one.
Oh, all right.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400.
Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warren Tech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a 1 week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
Welcome back here to the final segment of the Sports Lounge with the one and only Fred Dreyer. Yours truly, Michael Horn. So you don't know what your favorite episode is. It's tough to pick one out.
You know, it's a great question, and we had great guest directors, we had great guest actors and actresses. We've had some very outstanding episodes, certainly, but they all kind of run together for me, you know.
Yeah, they say, as another person sends you an email, they say that they need to hashtag reboot, hashtag Hunter, hashtag Rick Hunter, hashtag Fred Dreyer. So they want you to bring the show back.
All right.
And in the words of hashtag Fred Dreyer as hashtag Hunter, Spencer says, works for me.
Works for me, buddy.
Now, people have been binge watching this. Miss Popstar says, binge watching Hunter, I'm in my happy place.
Well, that's great that you are, because I know a lot of people that are binge watching. We have 157 episodes to fall into, and I hope you have a great weekend doing it.
That's going
to
be kind of good. All right, a final thought here. You know, you have that Sister Jean for Loyola Chicago, and they're licensing her T-shirts they're putting over there on the Final Four shirt with the phrase, worship, work, and win. This is something else. She's been there for 98 years. Isn't that pretty good?
She's 98.
Oh, she's 98? No, you're right. 90. She's 90. I'm sorry. You're right.
How long has she been there, you think?
I don't know, but many years she's been there. She's doesn't actually say when she started, but 98. She's been there a while. That's great.
God bless her. Yeah. 98. Her ship came in with that team this year, boy.
Yeah, so that's good for it's good for basketball. It's good for college.
Well, not only that, it's one of the salvation stories, if you might excuse the term. It's one of the great stories in a basketball season. It's usually pretty flatlined until the playoffs come, but she's made it a lot better.
Yeah, she has really done that. Any final thoughts or anything from you here on the show? It's been a pretty good broadcast here for all of us today.
I hope the NFL finds out that there's more rules to go through, because I really look forward to reading them.
Is that all you have to say here at the end of the whole broadcast?
Well, you know how it goes. You know, I just thank everybody for tuning in. They're always great to do so. Sometimes we don't have enough time to do a lot of stuff, but now I want more time with our audience.
Check us out at FredDreyerShow.com. That's FredDreyerShow.com.
You're listening to the Sports Byline USA Broadcast Network.